This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. So far this year, tax credits are having an easier time making it through the Missouri Senate than in years past. Yesterday, two sets of incentives easily passed out of the Senate chamber. They include a renewal of the state's benevolent tax credits, which passed unanimously. The sponsor, Republican Bob Dixon of Springfield, says he's glad his bill was allowed a vote this year instead of being held hostage.
Quite frankly, the folks that are helped with these were unfortunately held as leverage in order to get the larger economic development tax credit reform through the Senate. And what happened was everything failed.
The bill includes incentives for food pantries, widowed spouses of law enforcement officers, and the Children in Crisis program. The Missouri Senate also easily passed legislation that would create incentives to lure amateur sporting events to Missouri, such as the Final Four of the men's NCAA basketball tournament. 17 ethanol plants nationwide have been idled since last June because of a scarcity of affordable corn due to the drought and a weak market for the corn-based fuel. Today, a plant in Macon takes the hit and brings the number to 18. Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress Swanson reports that the plant is temporarily halting operations as corn prices top $7 a bushel.
The plant in northeast Missouri is one of 27 that Poet owns nationwide and was the first ethanol facility to be opened in the state in 2000. The company says it can't find affordable corn because of stiff competition from other ethanol plants, livestock producers, feed mills, and elevators on the Mississippi River buying grain for export. The Macon plant needs a couple million bushels of corn to stay running, according to General Manager Steve Burnett.
I can hold 2.4 million bushels here in our grain bins here on site, and they're almost empty now.
Burnett says Iowa is the closest place to buy more corn, but the grain and transportation costs would be prohibitive.
It's very tough times for this industry when big oil pretty well controls pricing that we're able to get for ethanol, because they're both our customer and our competitor.
Burnett says he doesn't know when the plant will resume operations, but its 44 full-time staff members will be kept on to make improvements to the facility. There are five other ethanol plants in Missouri. A Malta Bend plant owned by Mid-Missouri Energy also idled for 6 weeks in October because of a lack of corn and high corn prices. Abby Fentress Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
The prospective hiring of a retired Army psychologist who has faced abuse accusations at the Guantanamo Bay Military Prison is drawing protests at MU today. The Mid-Missouri chapter of the Fellowship of Reconciliation has scheduled an afternoon protest outside Hill Hall on MU's campus. That's home to the College of Education. It's selected Larry James as one of two finalists for a top leadership job. The Associated Press reports that James is Dean of Professional Psychology at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. He previously served as chair of the psychology department at Walter Reed Army Medical Center and led a team of psychologists assigned to interrogators at the U.S. Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay. Human rights groups have accused James of violating his professional duties by allowing interrogators to mistreat military detainees. The Missouri Senate has passed two sets of tax credit legislation. As Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City, it appears so far that the Senate may no longer be in the place where tax credits go to die.
In years past, proposed incentives for such things as historic preservation or amateur sporting events would have faced a filibuster threat from a group of fiscally conservative Republicans in the Senate. But the leaders of that group are gone now, and perhaps that's why this year's amateur sports incentives bill was allowed to receive a Senate floor vote. Republican Will Krause of Lee's Summit says the atmosphere has changed.
We're trying to work with the House to get overall reform. I understand that Senator Dempsey's plan is to send this over there as a, hey, this is a new Senate, we're willing to work with you. I get that.
Krause actually voted against tax breaks for amateur sporting events, but he also says it's a small-sized bill that did not warrant a filibuster. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
17 ethanol plants nationwide have been idled since last June because of a scarcity of affordable corn due to the drought and a weak market for the corn-based fuel. Today, a plant in Macon takes the hit and brings the number to 18. Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress Swanson reports that the plant is temporarily halting operations as corn prices top $7 a bushel.
The plant in northeast Missouri is one of 27 that Poet owns nationwide and was the first ethanol facility to be opened in the state in 2000. The company says it can't find affordable corn because of stiff competition from other ethanol plants, livestock producers, feed mills, and elevators on the Mississippi River buying grain for export. The Macon plant needs a couple million bushels of corn to stay running, according to General Manager Steve Burnett.
I can hold 2.4 million bushels here in our grain bins here on site, and they're almost empty now.
Burnett says Iowa is the closest place to buy more corn, but the grain and transportation costs would be prohibitive.
Very tough times for this industry when big oil pretty well controls pricing that we're able to get for ethanol, because they're both our customer and our competitor.
Burnett says he doesn't know when the plant will resume operations, but its 44 full-time staff members will be kept on to make improvements to the facility. There are five other ethanol plants in Missouri. A Malta Bend plant owned by Mid-Missouri Energy also idled for 6 weeks in October because of a lack of corn and high corn prices. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
The prospective hiring of a retired Army psychologist who has faced abuse accusations at the Guantanamo Bay Military Prison is drawing protests at MU today. The Mid-Missouri chapter of the Fellowship of Reconciliation has scheduled an afternoon protest outside Hill Hall. That's home to the College of Education. It's selected Larry James as one of two finalists for a top leadership job. James is Dean of Professional Psychology at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.